The price for the fulfillment of what God has said about you is living a life of word, prayer, and praise. Join Pastor Victor Kuforiji as he takes you on a journey of positive transformation and impact through God's word.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have worship. We'll take a few minutes before we go into the word tonight. As we approach the last few and the last hours of this month, I trust God that the outstanding blessing God has in store for you, you will not miss it in the name of Jesus. I say the outstanding blessing that God, you will not miss it in the Jesus. Can I hear a loud amen? We'll say every power, limit my accelerated lifting, be wasted in the name of Jesus. In every power, limiting my accelerated lifting, be wasted in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray in the name of Jesus. Every power that will limit my lift, that want to stop my testimony, Father, in the name of Jesus, be wasted. The agenda of hell, every design of Satan that wants to limit my testimony, that wants to stop testimony, Father, let them be wasted. Let them be terminated. Let them be destabilized. Lift your voice and pray. God must answer your prayer this time. Every power that wants money, that wants to stop my miracles, that wants to stop my next levels, Father, let them be wasted tonight. In the name of Jesus. Limba mama bala pataka kaka la babaya linda da kaka kaka gada le branda bagadaya le pason treza. In Jesus' name we are praying. Storm, sign to me, be still in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray. Every in my life, marital storm, academic storm, health storm, financial storm, every storm that destroy me or swallow me, let this storm be still right now. Still right now. Be still right now. Be still right now. Be still right now. Be still right now. Every storm that the enemy has my way to hinder, let the storm be still. 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 Oh, ye storm that is troubling my destiny. Be still in the name of Jesus. Somebody's praying with passion tonight. Every storm that the enemy in my way to swallow up my destiny, to swallow my miracles, you are canceled. Be still in the name of Jesus. Be still in the name of Jesus. Be still in the name of Jesus. In Jesus, we are praying. In the name of Jesus. In the remaining days of this year, for me and my family, there shall be no battle. Lift your voice up. In the remainder of this year, 2024, for me and my family, no bad news. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice and pray. 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 In the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the remaining days of this year, I decree there be no bad news for me, no bad news in my family, no bad news around me, no bad news destiny. Lift your voice and passion. Lift your voice and pray with sincerity. I will not have bad affliction eyes again. Lift your voice and pray with intensity. Lift your prayer with utmost seriousness. There shall be no bad news in my life. No bad news in my family, no bad news in my death, no bad news around my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Do you know the song? Draw me close to you. I'm your friend. Gradually, we are concluding our series on excellence in Christ. And I know this life will become what it's meant to be in the name of Jesus. Can I hear loud amen? Can I hear loud amen? We are grateful to God for the success of the IY last week. God blessed us so much. If you are clapping for God, it's too small. To alone be all the glory. Hallelujah. Sin there's of excellence is what we are looking at tonight. Assess excellence. We can also call it assessing the pinnacle of excellence. Accessing, what about the zenith pinnacle? We are talking about the top. And tonight, that is what is going in of Jesus. If you are that person, let me hear your loud amen. If you are that person, let me hear you amen. The way to achieve excellence, they say we can lead us to the pinnacle or the zenith, the top of excellence. And I just hope that all the teachings you have been having, especially this month and of course the months before, cognizance, because these are teachings that have very significant meaning and impact in your life personally if you take advantage of it. So, teachings that have very deep significance to our life personally to be able to be who God wants us to be. And in the name of Jesus, the Son of God, you will become God wants you to be in Jesus' name. And that way to the pinnacle of excellence or the zenith of excellence is called skillfulness. You can also call it bare skillfulness. Skill is what takes you to the zenith. There's nothing that you can do well without knowing how. You can do very well except you know how to do it very well. There's nothing you can ever do well knowing how to do it very well. Every trade requires skill. Quality of your skill determines the quality of your output in life. Unfortunately, we don't value skill. There's a place for fasting. There's for prayer. There's a place for meditation. There's a place for praise worship. And believe you, there's a place for skill. Somebody shout skill. Many blame the devil's situation, but it's not the devil's skill. Many will say it's the devil, but the fact is that devil has to do with their problems. It's not that they don't have the prerequisite skill. Those that don't lack skill can kill. If you kill. How many of us, and maybe your very elderly grandparents want to do a, and then you go to the hospital and say, I'm a carpenter, that's my work, but still do this surgery all the same. How many of us will submit them there? Or your wife wants to put, and the person said, a hairdresser, but I went to Google and I checked and I saw how to baby. So it's very similar to how to make hair. So there's no difference. You just pull it somewhere. Just hello. So that kind of person can kill. And that's what has to wear. And so anything you do anyhow has no future. Skill is what makes you a man of impact. The greatest of Africa is lack of skill. It always amazes me that the same Nigeria that there's no, when we travel, talking back to Nigeria, you see a lot of white people in the plane coming to Nigeria. They bring in here. They bring their skill here and they cash out. They go back to their country. They can never earn in their country. They will earn it in Nigeria and it will be tax-free. Money that they earn it, they will charge them 35% tax. They will earn it in Nigeria, they will not charge them anything. So skill is very, very important. If excellence is what you desire, skill is. God gave us the man to do business and to occupy. Luke chapter 19, verse 13, that we shall occupy till he comes. But this requires skill. Nobody can occupy till God comes. Luke 19, 13. Occupy your place except you possess the right skill. And as you journey with me tonight, ask God that the necessary that we bring about the transformation of each one's destiny shall be released in the name of Jesus. Amen. What is skill? Skill is the ability to do some well. Skill is the ability to do something well. That is, quickly tonight, wonderful men and women, what are some facts about skill? What are some that we need to, some facts that we need to know about skill? Number A is that skill is for believer if you desire Jesus Christ. Because life is both spiritual and practical. Their life is only spiritual. Every fasting. Everything is there. Demons. Demon pursuit. Demon coven. They'll be talking. All they talk about is coven from morning to night. Coven of that house. Coven of my great grandmother. No. Sometimes it's not about that. Life is both spiritual and practical. The man now wants his wife to get pregnant. You won't get to the room and now be doing even if you are doing that before that time. By the time you get there, the wife is saying, relax. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Life with what? And what? Practical. Number B. Alphabet B. Fact about skill is that it's not a gift. Develop it. Fire it. Psalm 78 verse 70 to 72. Psalm 78:20-2. He chose David, so he served and from the sheep. From following ills great with young, him to pick up his people and Israel his inheritance. Verse 72. So he fed them according to the dignity of his. You look at that. And gathered them by what? The what? Skillfulness of hands. He fed them according to the integrity of his heart and got them by skill of his heart. So, skill is not brought from heaven. It's not a gift. You have to acquire skill.
You have to get the skill. You have to develop the skill needed for you to become excellent. Somebody say, I hear. See, fact about skill is that skill is not about the certificate carrying around. Skill is not about certificate that you are carrying around. Many people, they overvalue certificates. Tell you something. Please, not only about certificates. You can have masters, but if you don't master the skill, you will still have a job. Having master does not mean you are ready. You can have a master's, yet you have not mastered the task. So everyone that will become the best in a task must get the skill needed in the task to succeed. Me tonight, shout it. I'm taking you somewhere very deep tonight. I just trust God for time because I have about 30 more and I'm still on. D. Let's. You need to be an expert in your field to excel in life and death. Number four factor is that to be an expert, be skillful in your field to be able to get the best. To be an expert in your field, you need to be an expert in your assignment to be able to get the best and excel in your field. To have skill, you must exercise yourself. Skill will not just come. You have to exercise. Task yourself. You have to task yourself. You can get most. You must task yourself. It will cost you time. It will cost you energy. It will cost you resources. You have to exercise. Hello. I said hello. F. Fact about skill. Paper has no value in the market, but skill does. F. Is that paper has no value in the market, but it is skill that has value in the market. You cannot just sit down and say, I went to school, and so I have paper. Proverbs 27. It's not about your paper that you have. Say, the slothful man roasted not that which he took in. Terms of indigent measures. You can't just sit down and say, I have certificates. People are not really for your certificate, they are looking for your skill. And G, fact about is that we have skills, escape racism, gender marginalization, etc. When you have that, you are black or white, anywhere you are in the world, if you have the skill, they will. Did you get it now? Anywhere you go, if you are the best doctor, the fashion designer, the best person that can bake cake, the best person that can electrical, the best repair aircon, the best in terms of banking, the best in terms of any aspect, respect you, no matter the country, no matter the place. So your skill is makes you escape. It's because I'm a lady. That's why they did not lift me there. Ungozi Mela, isn't she? She's a lady. And she's doing well. Personally, globally, rejected her in Nigeria. Every country of the world accepted her. I'm president of a trade organization or something. Am I right? I haven't been a minister before. When you have skill, they want you. Hello. Most like you, you have the skill you need. You have what the world needs. You have the product. You are in your hands. This is what some unbelievers use. To cut soup, to leak soup. You know what I'm saying? They are using it to steal our soup. They are using it to unbelievers. If you know what I mean. Many unbelievers, they develop their skill. Work on themselves to become better. They might not know Jesus. They might not be in tongues. We still respect that. That they put in time, the energy, develop their capacity. God will not place into your hands. You don't have capacity. The great place you are desirous of, great testimony you are of, you have this that can match what you desire. You that manage business, you now say, God, please give me business of cannot manage. A man that cannot manage himself and his wife, You know, please give me an entire local government. If we give you, you need skill. Examples of believers who were to skill is Isaac, Genesis 26, verse 12 to 14. Genesis 26, 12 to 14. Isaac sold land. And the Bible says that in the same year, he received 100-fold. They sold in the land and received in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord was with him. Go on, guys. Tonight, God will help you. Six, we are on verse 30. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very. Verse 14. He had possessions of flocks, possessions of herd, and great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him. He was so blessed that they envied him. He was so much skilled when things were very tough. He was planting in the same year. The same period, maybe the period now, we are shouting, this is very tough. He kept on planting. He kept on doing. He did not fold his hand and be waiting for his uncle to send him from somewhere. He put in skill into what he knows how to do. He did it. And he excelled. You are the next person in the name of Jesus. He mechanized to boost his agricultural produce. Water, making sure that he was able in very tough time. The second example is Jacob. In Genesis chapters 40 to 43, you know how Jacob to excel using what we call veterinary dynamics, things together, think about animals of different colors. Ready when you get home. Laban has shown him pepper. And God gave him them and skill. The stronger hands were for him. The others were not strong enough. Laban owns those ones. And God allowed Laban himself. Are you getting what I mean? Man of skill. He developed his skill. And he became something out of it. The third example of somebody that true skill is Bezalel. Bezalel. In Acts 1 to 3. Because Seth knows that skill is very important, he chose Bezalel. Exodus 31, verse 2 to 3. And spoke unto Moses. This was when God built his tabernacle in the wilderness. Now look at that. See, I have called by my name the son of Uri, the son of the tribe of Judah. I have, now look, can we read it together? To go, everybody. 1, 2. I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, understanding, and in knowledge, and in all manner of what? Workmanship. He had skill. He said, I have skill. I want to build. But I will not allow somebody who cannot build well, build pillar and be like this. Who will do staircase and the people that climb the staircase, they're falling down this. I will give the building to Bezalel. You see, when you have skill, you will contract. If contractor, you'll be getting contracts. Because with skill, you are the one they job to. You have the competence. You have the skill. But when the skill is lacking, if somebody is you, they will not give you contract after that. What you did for them is below the standard. Let me do this before I go further. Anytime anybody gives you any job to do, do it with your... Even if you are not going to make for me initially, do it like your life depends on it. Do it so well. You will be forced to do more and tell people about you. Every of your services is advertising you. Where you walk in the office, advertising you. So people will be walking in the office and they will be walking and their leg will be scratched like this. You better go to Google and learn how to walk. Walk smartly. Bezalel got the act. God himself wanted a man of skill. Some people still get contracts of billions in this nation. Somebody was telling me recently that they wanted to give somebody a contract. I think the contract was like 10 million or so. The person said, you can't take it. It's too slick contract of anything less than 1 billion. Any contract that he wants to do less than 1 billion, he doesn't have the time. He has so much work to do in different states. So taking contract of 1 billion is like coming back. Let him leave small boys. Hello. When some people are still looking for a contract of 100,000, say, God, just give me 100,000 contract. He said, I can't do less than 1 billion. I don't have the time. I'm sorry. It's not pride. The time is not. Please give it to small boys. Just starting, you know, starting work. Any contract you want to give him must be in billion upward. The one for one of the states I know now is 9 billion. Just one building. Skill. For somebody here to God with new skills. May you develop the skills you have already in the name of Jesus. When you have, you are the one that will get the job. When you have skills, you are the one that gets all the contracts. Somebody, if I stop here, I've already preached. If I stop here, I've already preached. Fortunately, halfway through. Now, note the following before I go to the other part of the message. One, ability of resources does not develop a nation. It is the availability of skill in managing resources that develops a nation. The fact that a country or a local government or a family resources is not too rich. It is this development of the skill that manages the resources you blessed. A nation that has no skill will be enslaved to a nation that has skill. Any nation where the people there don't have skill, they can't do anything well, it will be by any skill. That's why a country like Nigeria, we will have crude oil in raw. Send crude oil cheap, send it to a country. They will refine it and return it back to us expensive. How much is petrol now today? 1,000 what? 1,080 naira. Let's assume they bought it now from here. Then they take it to their own country, refine it. The pipe, not that they carry it though. They take it, they do a pipe from here that takes it. So the pipe will take it. And then we'll refine it and add 1,000. Or state or local government or anybody who lacks skill, it's a problem. Note the second thing very quickly. The world is not your paper skill, paper qualification, but your skill. They want results. When you are employed in an organization, you are not employed, you are paper. You can as well throw it into fire. What they employ for is resolve. What can you do? Believer, kakato, rekatia, kakala, kwasa, katia, toska. You can pray. Very good. We have prayed today. During the day, we have most likely prayed. Saying prayer is not good. But I'm telling you, if you lack skill, the out there don't respect you. And they will never give you something in exchange for your speaking in tongues. They will give you something in exchange for your skill, what you are bringing. Are you getting tonight? Are you getting what I'm saying tonight? Okay, because we're about to series now. Go to another one. Get it. If you get it, you will not lack what we are teaching in this series. The thing to note is that life is not about age. Many brag about their age. Age will be equal to skill. Stop bragging about your age. Don't you know my age? I'm not your mate. Don't you know? I took self from you. I'm more than 20 years older than you. You are more than 20 years, yet your age doesn't show it. Somebody came to me yesterday and told me a story. I will not give you about somebody who is older than somebody else. And he's still doing something beyond that person. How can you stoop and, you know, I don't want to give up the story. God is not after your paper, but your skill. What can you offer? What can you do? What a believer and tongue talking? Yes, what can you bring to the market? What can you bring to the organization? What value add? That's what we does is. That's why for us in our church here, we do encourage our believers, our Christian in the church. We have program from morning to night every day. No, we don't do it. Go to this. Come back to the church and thank God for your life. Hello. Number three, right? I wanted to be sure you are with me. Number four, skill is announces you. Your skill that God has given to you is what will announce you to your world. What is that? Is what will announce you to your world. A man has a skill in clearing debt in parties, including poo-poo. Millionaire. That's a skill. He likes cleaning. Skill. Everybody has a skill. It's just that it's not yet developed. It has stopped. Skill that you have is what we announce you. Somebody say a loud amen. Number five. That you should note is that developing it must be a priority for you daily. Every day you must keep developing yourself. Every blessed day you must keep developing yourself. A pastor that doesn't develop himself, he will soon run out of messages. That's why, by God's grace, in our church here, we have a very robust come to this altar now. I'm seeing that somebody, there's what we to discuss. We already have what we want to say. We are just thinking on Wednesday now going to say what I know. The development is continuous, is done tenaciously, is done deliberately, it vigor and with more sincerity, with utmost seriousness, no playing around. And I really hope that you take advantage of it in the name of Jesus. Please, time spent in developing yourself and developing your skill is not waste. The time you spend developing your life and developing the skill God has placed in you is not a waste. It's not a waste. There are some of us that have in places after from your job, you are still supposed to, you have developed an organization somewhere. And their salary. When you don't just go home and stretch your leg in front of TV, you develop your own self too. You develop yourself too. Reading of the scripture, reading of relevant books that will advance the future that make you in the organization so that when you give solutions, when you see meetings from depth, even your guy will be doing his head like this. But do you have anything to say? Do you have anything that can help? Do you say? No, I don't have anything. You can't have anything to say because depth. When you are going into a business, the first thing you need is capital. Anytime you want a business, don't say, I lack capital. You don't need capital. Capital is not the first thing in business. Why are the skills? A young man was discussing with me today. He said, there's one that has money and invested in different businesses. And he said, all businesses are found. He said, she knows about the businesses. She just heard that these businesses are profitable. So she will put it, and she's been there every day. She's falling sick now. Because this business, the money is down. Business, this business. Every business you want to do, go and invest time. What I'm saying now, ask for capital. Before you start saying, please give me capital. Before seek for capital, seek for skills. The Lord will bless us in Jesus' name. Well, because the time, I have to round up very quickly so that we can begin to pray. How can we acquire skill? Why need to? God himself wanted somebody that has skill, like Bezalel, like Joseph, like Job. If God wanted them to be the people that will occupy, how can I skill? Many of us want how to get it. All right. Number one, don't assume you have skill. Assume it. I know. My daddy knows it, so I know. Can you imagine now? That let's assume I'm a professor. I assume that since my dad is a professor, I'm also a professor. I now go to my department, biology department. I now say, I'm persistent. And then my dad was here. It was this and that. I'm step shoes as. Does it work that way? It doesn't work that way. You must not assume you skill. Never assume that you have skill. Never assume you know. B, acquire skill. Don't live a life of ignorance. Don't leave your chance. Go ask for training. Don't live a life of ignorance. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6, destroy for lack of... Don't live a life of ignorance. What you are is not producing results, it means you lack the skill. If what you are is not getting enough result like you want, there is something you don't know. There is something you know that you have known. Oh yeah, go and learn it. Go and acquire it. Don't live in ignorance. The business you are doing, somebody else is doing it and is doing getting billions. You are doing it and you hardly even can take transport. Something is wrong. You don't know what you think you know because you have been there for long. Do you know that you can be a business for 25, yet you only know only one thing, what you have known before? Yeah. You can be in a, you did not change class, so you are in a particular business for 25 years. You did not know more. You only know what, and things have changed. Hello, am I communicating tonight? This is a very serious matter. This matter I'm talking about, this issue of skill, it had a lot of Christians. Sometimes it makes pastors look as if they don't have anointing. Is it possible? I've been fasting for many days and many nights here before you. And I call you, let's assume Michael here. And I say, Michael, let me anoint you as a pilot to be flying Boeing 7. Hey, you are a pilot to be flying Boeing 737 everywhere in the world. Go and post land. Anointed. I prayed. I've sought the face of God. My tongue is anointed. Well, how come I cannot handle anybody and declare him the vice chancellor of a university? How then you are now the rector of the polytechnic? It doesn't work that way. You must get the skill. You must acquire skill. You can come and I pray for you that God will help you to facilitate your training so that you will not fail. We'll give you more wisdom and understanding. God will assist you, send help to you. That's all. But that you will not go and train it, you will not improve yourself, and you just assume that the anointing of the man of God will work. It doesn't work. No wonder the Bible says faith without works is dead. Many believers, witches and wizards is not your problem. You need more skill. So, now you can be a 40-year-old guy and a 20-year-old person, maybe perceiving your destiny. He has more skill. One of my children is very good. Very, very. There's no problem you bring to him in tech. He will solve it for you. Phone, online, any problem. Just saying, I have this thing. I want to move this thing. He will just say, yeah, okay. You just do it. What you have been sweating, it would have solved everything for you. You just be looking like this. Ah, you have it somewhere. You want to do something. You want to do any online something. We just tell him. He will not even talk. Like, okay, no problem. He's not like this. If me, I get there, I'll be sweating. Because skill being developed little by little, little by little, little by little. We need more skill. Some people, they will cook. Like the same soup that, the same, I don't know any soup, so yeah, you know what I like. I know you now. Go on. Lord, I'll not mention any soup. So you have, isn't it the same soup that everybody's cooking? It's the same soup, but expertise and skill is different. Some people want to do some businesses. They just see somebody excelling in it. They just put their, they put like this. Before you know it, it's as if something want to cut the pressure of that business, want to cut off their acquire this skill. They don't know the real dynamics. They are just seeing the. The Lord will help, in Jesus' name. Did you tonight? Okay, let me begin to round up. Number C, how to acquire learning. Keep on skill, keep learning. Many pray, but they don't learn. Anything you does too many prayers. Anything you learn, you don't need too much prayer when you have it already. If I want to drink a bottle of Coke, I take it of Planet. Let me advertise somebody's. And I take a bottle of Planet. And I want to poke up. Do I need to start praying for 3 days before I say I want to open this bottle? Know how to open it? No. When you already have learned something, your prayer, you pray to God and for God's assistance, you have learned what it takes. Except the person is us, then he needs us to break. But when you have not learned that, you just think you know. You don't know. Keep learning. For me now, in the of learning, I'm a child. I will still read tonight. So nothing we read because there's vision on Friday. Not only for vision, I need it for life. Learning, my friend. There's a place for prayer. There's a place for learning. Skill must be learned. You learn through institutes and self-development. You learn through sub for institutes for self-development. You learn through mentorship. You learn through observation. Through observation, you learn. Skill must be consciously acquired through learning. Things, if you go to a business school, they will charge you $1 million to teach you this. Charge you, give you 2 or 3 classes, and they will give you certificates to say you have done a business development passing class. So this one now, we added scripture to it, and then we added life lessons and it to you so that you can be better in the name of Jesus. D, sharpen. How to acquire skills. Sharpen the skills you have already. You have a skill. Sharpen. Conferences in your field. Many have not gone for any conference. So many online conferences. Some are even attend. Read books. The devil is not after you. It's because you don't have skill. You don't have skill. You have, but you don't have. You just prove your skill so that you can get results. Do you know that Japan, the countries that they don't know anything about automobile production before, they went to America to go and produce cars. And today, Japan has beat America in cars production. All the Toyota you ask Japan, they have companies in America, they have branches in America, but they are superior to America. America has cars like Ford, Chevrolet, and all that cars. But Japan's cars they dominate everywhere. There's nowhere in the world you go. You know, is there anywhere see Toyota, Lexus, Honda? Any is there anywhere in the world? Nowhere. They had to go and learn from America's boss car production. This thing I'm teaching, I just pray to enter you so that you can stay up. I don't want you to be in learning lines that you are now. You cannot bring something out of life. You just stay there. You are for retirement. You are waiting for when Jesus will call you home. What's wrong with you? You are already waiting for us to call you home. Conclude. In conclusion, this conclusion. After getting skills, don't become proud after getting skills. This muscle with those that taught you how to get the skill. After you have gotten, don't become proud. Don't talk proudly. Don't behave proud. Don't behave in a way that does not glorify God. You light those that taught you what you know. You didn't know it before. They taught you. And this is very common generation. People just quickly acquire some skill. They just damn those who are that their teachers and those them. B. Note. Walk in the fear of God despite your skill. Walk in the God despite your skill. Walk in the fear of. Live in the fear of God despite your skill. Your skill notwithstanding. Hello. Is somebody with me tonight? Somebody that is getting, I'm saying tonight, shout a big hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody being blessed or hallelujah. a louder, louder, louder hallelujah. Okay, you can take down 12 verse 13 under that fear of God. Let's hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. We're because of time tonight. Conclusion. Match your skill with attitude. Not because you now have skill. You now know what you are supposed to do. You now have attitude. Watch your attitude. Your attitude will determine how long you will last with your skill. Despite the fact that God has given you skill or you have acquired skill, watch your attitude. Your words. Watch your behaviors. Watch your conduct. So that the skill can profit you. My prayer for you is that as God liveth, that zenith, that height that nobody has ever gotten to family, you will be the first there. That level that nobody has ever reached in your family, be the first person there. You will not only get there, you will get there and exceed there. You will break odds. You will do well. You will become a force to reckon with. The skills you have transform your life. The Bible says, the gift of a man maketh room for him. Your gift will make you. So shall it be.
Thank you for listening to us. We believe you are blessed. For more messages and inquiry, check www.impacthousechurch.org. God bless you. We appreciate you.